On Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner. We're going to be talking about the next upcoming performance, upcoming show coming to the Croswell Opera House, and they just keep coming with big shows and wonderful shows every single time. We're going to be talking about the next one that's going to be coming up, Jesus Christ Superstar at the Croswell. And I'm happy to have on the program to talk a little bit more about it is the director, Eric Parker. Eric, it's good to have you back on the show again.
Thanks for having me and Cassidy both today. This is great.
Yeah, and welcome Cassidy Giddens, yes. Get that right, who is going to be portraying, of course, one of the characters in the show. It's good to have you with us as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Jesus Christ Superstar, Eric. This is a big show.
It's a big show. It's the fourth time the Croswell has done it. The second time I've been involved in it. And that particular production, which was the year 2000, is still one of the Croswell's top 20 hits, even though the seasons have gotten bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
the shows have gotten bigger. So it was something to be proud of then, and I think this one will be hopefully something to be proud of.
So when is the Jesus Christ Superstar going to be performed?
Today is the first. It opens in a week. So it opens on May 8th, and it runs two weekends through the 17th. There's a varying performance schedule that I don't remember off the top of my head. I think we have two on the Saturdays, and oh, hey, there we go. See, Dale comes prepared. I don't know. Dale's got all of it. We've got some matinee performances in there. We have two show Saturdays, the 9th and the 16th, feature 2:30 matinees and 7:30 evening curtains. All of the evening curtains now are 7:30. I guess that's been that way for years now.
Mm-hmm,
It used to be different. There's a range of affordable ticket prices, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say croswell.org is the website to get onto to purchase. You can also call them 264-7469-264-SHOW to get tickets, and don't buy from any odd online retailers. If you find a ticket for Jesus Christ Superstar that's $175, don't buy it because that's crazy.
Yes.
And the money doesn't go to the Croswell anyway if you do that. So
exactly.
And you won't be able to get in. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So double
whammy. We didn't have this problem when we did the show before. So
I know.
But now apparently it's a big deal.
It is. Yeah. Make sure that you go to croswell.org or just come to the box office straight away and get your tickets that way. And get them soon because I think this is going to be another one of those shows, isn't it, Cassidy, where people are going to want to get their tickets right away?
Absolutely, absolutely. The show is really well known. It's really popular. Such an epic score. I feel like that's the best word to describe it is epic.
Yeah.
And I think people are really excited for it. So get your tickets.
Yeah.
It's going to sell.
Absolutely. Well, being that this is the second time you said you're involved with this show?
Here, anyway.
Anything different that you're having to do or wanting to do with the show? Then, Eric?
Everyone kind of has big feelings about that time from Palm Sunday up through the crucifixion of Christ. You know,
mm-hmm.
I tend to come at it a little more agnostically, as I think the script itself does. We're not changing anything in the lyrics or any of how the music goes or anything like that. It's still the Jesus Christ Superstar everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I wanted to concentrate more on the people and the decisions that they make for their faith and how that affects them. And I think the script itself leads me to that because there isn't any supernatural stuff in the show. There are no miracles. There's no walking on water or anything like that. And I think that's what makes the show it's just a weird nut to crack, you know, and people look at it. There are as many opinions about the show as there are people who come to see it. And I think trying to hit it so it strikes some contemporary notes, I think, is a challenge because it also has become – I've seen productions where, in my opinion, they kind of take the easy way out and it becomes like a dance party. And it's – that's all great and it's fun and it's very energized and it's – but we're not doing Hair. And even Hair is serious, you know. And we're not doing Joseph. This is the story about people who make decisions for their faith and for what they believe and the consequences of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, the one guy gets nailed to a cross, but also is, you know, the father of Western civilization. I mean, you know, it's so compelling, and the music is strong, and the cast I've got is a great group of people. I've kind of found some unorthodox choices and places to make, and I have been greeted so far anyway with real positive results. I've
got
interesting people to watch, including this one right here, who not only sings like a bird, but you can't take your eyes off of her when she's on stage. She really has what I'm going for in this, and especially for a character that's not really all that well drawn in the show.
Yeah.
So trying to get the actors also to not be just, you know, here's a lump of apostles or here's a lump of townspeople and what does it mean? But to really make, I'm creating space for people to make individual choices and have individual opinions. And I think it's important to see, especially in a world where we're glued to devices.
Oh, yeah.
It's important to see people actually engaging and making choices. And the, you know, the music is unassailable, and it's, I mean, there is no one who's not going to have a big feeling about this show and this production, hopefully. And hopefully it's a positive big feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's lead into then with the character that Cassidy is going to be portraying. And that's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you've seen it's not, you know, has been well drawn, or the character has been well drawn in the show itself. But you play a pivotal character in that, and that person is
Mary Magdalene.
Ah.
Mary Magdalene. This is a very special character. I love this character. I love this show. I've definitely dived into some vulnerability playing this character. At least how I see Mary Magdalene and her journey is that she hasn't always felt worthy of love. And then she meets Jesus Christ, who is all about love and unconditional love. And so she feels worthy for the first time in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going through all these emotions, and she's unsure about how she feels. And she's scared, but also happy. And just this emotional journey has been really, I'm honored to play this role. I'm really grateful for Eric for giving me this opportunity. I love this show. I think it's just really special. Not only is the music incredible, but it's a story that we all know, or
yeah,
that we're all at least somewhat familiar with, told in a different point of view, told in just a different way, a different, like, maybe think of it this way instead of the way that you've thought of it for most of your life, or for however long that you've known this story. And I think it's just really special. I think it's a way for people to open their minds. It's a way for people to, like Eric was saying, like, explore their own emotions. There are a lot of big, big feelings in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really intense stuff. I mean, you have this man who hasn't really done anything wrong. He just wants to spread love to the world and the people that he loves. And then he ends up, you know, getting murdered for it. And
yeah,
it's a beautiful story. It's a heart-wrenching story, but I think it's really special, and Mary Magdalene is just such a special person to me. I'm very happy.
Well, what you're telling me and what you have been saying here, Cassidy, is the fact that it sounds like this has been a very challenging but a good challenge type of person to portray.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah. Just the vulnerability being unsure of your feelings, like being in love. She falls in love with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And all those feelings that come with being in love is just a really fun thing to play, really challenging thing to play.
And as an actor, that's something you would like to be able to do, right,
yeah,
Cassidy?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The difficult roles are the most fun. Like,
yeah,
you always want to challenge as an actor. You always want to challenge yourself. And you always want your fellow actors to challenge you, and your director and the production team. It's just, challenges are the best.
Yeah.
It's been really amazing.
So let's talk about a little bit more about some of the other cast members, Eric, if you can.
Well, we've cast kind of far and wide for a lot of our principals. We've got a lot of people. I don't have a a list on me.
Sorry, I don't have that. No, that's okay. That I didn't prepare.
I remember the names. I can help.
Good. That's all. That's good. We had several rounds of callbacks for the two principals, because not only are they really vocally demanding parts, but I mean, and when I say something about like Mary Magdalene or some of the other characters not being as well drawn, it's at the expense of the development of the other two.
Well, sure, you know? Sure.
And it's a very interesting point in Christ's life that they decide to attack the show. I mean, from the morning of Palm Sunday, like they're on the outskirts of Jerusalem, and then they go in, and then, you know, it's in some of Judas's lyrics. It's like, maybe you would have done better if you would have remained a carpenter, you know, because Jesus isn't a businessman. He's not a negotiator. He's not a guy who's going to go in and aggressively change the world, at least is not like Judas wants him to, perhaps.
Right.
So they're already at an emotional point where, hey, we're in the big city. We are the other. We're coming in, you know, to the dismay of the politicians and the clergy and eventually actually the people in town, too, as they, you know, as they turn on him later. But finding the people to not only deliver the vocals with the passion that the score requires, but also to have some of that acting in there. It's like, I mean, Jesus isn't just a guy who walks around with his arms open and sings beautiful songs to people. I mean, Jesus is a downer from the very beginning of the show, as the show is written.
Yeah.
All the apostles are like, hey, we're here. You know, when are we going to go into Jerusalem? What are we doing? You know, everything he says is like, you know, it's the end. I don't know how it's happening, but, you know, hey, you know. It's very interesting to see this man reacting to the pressure as the situation becomes more and more intense. And Judas is on the other side. He's a bit of a contrarian, a bit of a cynic. They perhaps want the same things, but they have passed that. And
right.
Now they can't really deal with each other in any other way but to argue and yell. And it's for the apostles to see and react to, and maybe some of them are on Judas' side, maybe some of them are on Jesus' side, who knows. And for the audience, it's that way too. I've kind of staged it in a really broad relief, so the audience is actually looking, we have the principles, but the audience is really looking at the apostles too, and hopefully seeing themselves there. And the same with the citizenry of Jerusalem. And we've changed some of the gendering around a little bit. I mean, I don't want to offend any traditionalists out there, but
that's all right.
But Pilate is a very interesting character.
Yeah.
And we have an actress in town, Maya Gangadharan, who has done a couple things at the Croswell, and she also works at Harvest Chocolate and does a number of things. But she adds a human element. I mean, Pilate's just a governor in a remote province. I mean, you know, Pilate probably would like to just go back to Rome and forget about things, you know.
Yeah.
He's here, and he's had this premonition of this man. Who is this man? What's this man about? And then all of a sudden, this man is here, and it's like, well, he seems like a nice guy. I don't want to kill him,
but the mob is
screaming, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, there are all these big decisions. We have a man from Detroit who's coming in. He played in the ensemble of Beautiful, the Carole King musical a couple years ago.
Oh, yes.
His name is Jameel Green. He's going to bring a real church flavor, I think, to
his voice
to
is
his
spectacular.
Vocals.
Powerful. I really can't wait for people to hear Jameel, as well as our Jesus, Nathan Goldsmith.
Thanks.
He is, we've become close friends. I'm just really grateful for Nathan. He's my Jesus.
Yeah.
He's just, his voice in particular, it sounds effortless. Like, if you've heard the score, like, Jesus sings some high notes, some hard rock, like.
He's also got a softness to him. And Nathan hasn't done very many plays before, so this is kind of, he really is a wide-eyed innocent.
Yeah.
And I think that quality serves him in this. He takes notes and he implements them. And
well, it sounds like it's going to be a very, as always, as all the shows at the Croswell, it's going to be fantastic.
We've got some technical things yet to overcome. I know we're trigger warning, if you haven't seen, and I only say this because a couple years ago I directed a production of Oklahoma at The Barn, which is a theater where I usually act at. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's Oklahoma and it's, oh, big family mm-hmm. fun, you know. Yeah. People were complaining, this isn't family fun at all. There's suicide. There's suicidal iterations. There's this creepy dynamic between Judd and, you know, this yeah. isn't for families. Like, yeah. Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But this also has – this is Jesus Christ Superstar. It is in a form of a pageant, I suppose. But it also has suicide. It also has a crucifixion in it. Mm-hmm. There are big, violent things that yeah. happen. And yeah. they are decided by the people that decide them. And, yeah. and it's I think it's a fascinating show. It's a fascinating story. You know, and I really think it'll be something for people to see and talk about and think about and hopefully get the joy out of reconsidering perhaps this story.
That's right.
In a way, you know, I mean, because there is joy there
right.
in having your faith maybe not confronted so, but other aspects of the story kind of thrown at you and be like, yeah, I believe this, or maybe I don't,
yeah.
but this is. These are things to think about, and I think,
and that's always, part of theater.
It's mm-hmm. part of theater. It's also yeah. part of life.
Yeah.
I think we become kind of stuck in our echo chambers sometimes,
yeah.
and I think the ability to be seen, to have something thrown at you, and
right,
and to feel the agency yourself, to be like, yeah, I yeah. can reconsider something. I think that's great, and it's a great opportunity for the audience as well. And also to hear great music acted by great
people,
actors and singers.
Yeah, that's right.
And Jesus. Good dancers, too. We've got a lot of movement in the show. Oh,
great.
I'm excited.
Yeah, well, you should be. It sounds like a great show. Jesus Christ Superstar at the Croswell Opera House starting on May 8th, running through the 17th. Get your tickets right away and only go to croswell.org or go to the box office in person, or you can call for your tickets as well. It's mm-hmm. 264-SHOW, right?
264-SHOW.
Okay. Cassidy, it was great to meet you and have
yeah.
you on the program. Thanks for coming.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And also, gosh, Eric, it's always good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you, too. Thank you so much.
And,
it's nice to have a happy face to see when I walk in the door.
Well, so thank you. Thank you. And as they say, break a leg.
Thank
right?
you.
Okay. Thanks. Good enough. This has been a community conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.